This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anna Murph.
Good morning, Team Murphy.
Good morning, Tim, our producer.
Good morning, Joysters.
And good morning, Joysters, yes. It's Friday again. That week went really quick.
I cannot believe how quick that week has gone. I feel like I was only in here 2 days ago. I was. How's that?
Why were you
I
in
came
here
in
two
and
days?
Joined the boys on Chatterbox on Wednesday.
Oh, you actually came in. It wasn't even a phone call interview. You were actually like a special guest.
Yes, thank you for paying attention, my dear sibling that I speak to every day.
I'll listen to the podcast.
Thank you
apparently,
very much.
Fabulous.
But it was very much fun. I had a lovely time.
Did you go in there for the team? Did you do your best?
Oh, the three of us had a lovely time. It was our Oscars special.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. Thank you, Andrew and Brett.
Ooh.
Heaven. Anyway, it was the Oscars at the beginning of the week. Did you watch any of that?
I saw Doogie Howser do his...
I think we can call him Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, or whatever. Do his opening thing. That was pretty good. That was good.
Yeah, no.
Didn't blow me away.
The whole thing felt rather tired and a bit boring, actually. Like lavish.
Really?
Yes. Mm. So you watched the opening and that was it?
Yeah.
I sat up till midnight.
I don't even know who won the thing.
Which thing?
I don't know. The Oscars. Best,
many people.
The best thing ever.
The best thing.
What did they do? Best film. Okay, best film. Best actor. Usually it's best actor we're focused on.
Yes, but you were like all about
whatever.
Best
who won
ever.
The big ones?
The big ones.
Yeah.
Okay, so best
the gold Logie.
Film went to
not
Birdman.
Logie.
Gold Logie.
The Oscar.
Would you like caffeine today?
So who won it?
Did you hear the lovely Mike from 6 at 6? Say to the listeners, how long is it going to be before we have an argument?
I did hear that.
Yes.
He nice. Knows us well.
Clearly. Anyhow, yes, Birdman took out the Top Gong.
Right. What's that about?
I haven't actually seen it, but it is starring Michael Keaton, and it's about a former very successful actor who was in a string of movies, much like Michael Keaton himself in Batman, and then has his career hit the toilet
because
he walked away from a franchise and now he's trying to...
So Transformers didn't win anything.
I don't think that actually it is a boring movie from all accounts. I think it was actually quite good. The embarrassing moment that we did discuss on the Wednesday night, though, was Michael Keaton, who... on video, very clearly, is seen quickly popping away his acceptance speech when he didn't win Best Oscar.
Oh, that's awkward.
Very awkward indeed. It's been a bit of awkward this week.
Yeah.
Moving on from the Oscars.
What else?
Oh, Madonna.
Oh, okay. We can't talk about it yet. No, because I've got a lot to talk about on that particular topic.
No, I've been really mean about her, as everyone knows, for many years, but I would just like to say, well done, doll.
Can we just take a snippet of what you just said and just put
send
it on
it to Madonna.
Twitter?
Yeah.
I think that would really make it feel a little
well
perky
done,
this
Dom.
Morning.
Well, it is a little
well
bit
done,
of karma for the hydrangeas incident.
Good morning, peeps. Good morning, Anna Murph.
Good morning again.
Oh, I want to say good morning to Madge. We sort of just touched on it before.
Just a little bit.
Well, it was the Brit Awards.
It was the Brit Awards.
She was going to do Living for Love. I mean, she did do it, end up doing it. But there was a little mishap with the...
Little mishap?
Costume.
Wow.
She had a very long cape on as she was walking through the crowd and the boys were holding the cape behind. And she started walking up the stairs, just about to bout out the first, line.
Oh, yes.
And they've tried to pull the cape off.
As was
beautiful Armani cape has been done up too tight.
Ooh.
I'm taking Madge. I'm thinking Madge didn't do it up. She had helpers doing all that thing.
She doesn't do a lot
no.
of that.
No. Someone sabotaged her, I reckon. Someone in costume has sabotaged her.
Sensing there might have been a little bit of a little hoo-ha between Madge and Armani.
When Armani sent one of his people in to do the outfit. Mm, could be. Could be. Anyway,
sabotage,
look,
I say.
She's fallen down a flight of stairs.
It's interesting that the song's words are all about you watched me fall down and got back up again.
Yep. Yeah, well, she certainly did.
She was playing
the part of the song.
And as my dear friend, who is Madonna's greatest fan, said, oh, my God, I'm so glad when she dropped the microphone that her voice didn't keep going.
Yes. We know she was singing live.
I actually feel like there may have been a swarm of sound engineers who went,
And I'd like
pulled the buttons down.
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to
just her. Oh, she's down. We've got a Madonna down. Turn the fucking truck down.
Madonna down. I want to say hello to Hector, a mate of mine, who, said to him yesterday that, oh, God, did you see Madonna falling down the stairs at the Brit Awards? He goes, I told you she's too old to be performing. I said, Hector, it's not like she's got osteoporosis.
No, she didn't.
It was a mishap, the costume malfunction.
She didn't stand up too quickly and her blood rushed to her head. She was pulled off the stage by the centaurs. Now, wouldn't you love to be that, poor dancer?
Yeah.
Right at the beginning of your career, because you would be. They're young and they're
fit. He's going to be back at the Greyhound dancing on Friday night.
Children's
after that.
Parties again.
No more Madonna tours.
Awful.
How awful for him. But
do you know what? It may be the one. It may have been the centaur who, in the video, there's a patch after the video, and it's behind the scenes.
Yep.
And they actually talk to, for anyone that sees the hasn't seen the video, she is a bullfighter. They are the centaurs, the bulls, and there is a part where she grabs the horns on one of the dancers' heads and pulls him across the stage.
Yes.
He actually talks about it later. He goes, it actually really hurts.
And she didn't care. She didn't really care. Dancers strong. Are a dime a dozen.
So
she doesn't care.
So it may have been payback there. Silly career move, I'll just say.
Was it really? I don't think it was. I actually think this has done wonders for it.
Not for that dancer.
Not for him.
They were all in masks. Yes. You'll never see him again. We don't know who he was. Speaking of famous people.
Behaving badly.
Kind of. They're holding on
loosely.
A little tart. Mm. The winners, I'm going to elect these. I'm actually going to vote these as the winners of the most immature breakup of all time.
Yeah, who does that
go to?
Jodie
Mears and John Stevens. Congratulations.
Oh, well done, guys.
Taking it to a new low.
Why is that?
There. Well, look, it was publicised highly a couple of weeks ago that they had bit of issue around at the homestead. In fact, John Stevens got arrested and we're unclear on what happened there, but apparently grabbed her wrist because there's some chatter about Sydney that Jodie was hysterical and
out of control.
She read some text messages.
Oh, dear.
Bloody social media and texting. Doesn't that just get the people in trouble?
Well, look. Yeah.
But she's not
I'd be irate too if my partner was sending text messages to...
Yeah. I would too.
Young models.
It's very hard for us to discuss this because we don't have relationships. Moving on from that, though, she hasn't steered away.
Yes.
She's buggered off over to Hawaii because, as you do,
get
out of here.
Yeah, get out of here.
Do not need this. No. I'm going. But what I will do when I'm away is I won't play the role of the grown-up.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
I'll take to social media and post a little picture with a caption saying, I'm almost disappointed when Elia's pants don't actually catch on fire.
What?
Oh, yes. That's mature.
Follow the bouncing ball.
Followed up with another social media post yesterday.
Yeah.
Why can't people just tell the truth? # liars suck. # be honest. # the truth will always come out in the end. # what are you doing with all the hashtags, Jodie? Because I don't understand, because my whole theory on the hashtag, people, bear with me, because for years I've taken the piss out of it because I don't get it, is that they have a function. They're a functional tool. They're something that people use in order to search you or search what you're talking about. They get on and they go, oh, I'm going to look for anything that's # interesting.
Yes.
Not # the truth will always come out in the end.
When did you develop the Jodie Mears voice?
Well, I think she might sound like that.
That character voice is really good.
I actually think she might sound like that because she probably hasn't eaten very much.
That's the first voice I've heard you do that doesn't sound like you. Well, I was at the pool the other day coaching, and I overheard these two little 11-year-old girls talking about, when was your birthday? My birthday was last week. When was your birthday? Oh, mine was a month ago. What'd you get? Oh, I got a brand new iPad. I got a brand new whatever it was. It's like these, I'm thinking, what? You're 11?
Yeah.
Really?
Sign of the
They're
times.
They're not kind of the presents or things that you've,
well,
you know,
we didn't have
toys.
iPads in those
It's not really
days.
A toy, though, is it? It's not a toy for an 11-year-old.
I don't think most times when we were growing up had computers.
Oh, we played Atari.
Atari.
Actually, I think it was Commodore 64, if you want to go back that far.
It's hardly a MacBook Pro, is it?
No, it's not. But
or an iPad Air.
It's not really a toy for a kid. I thought, oh, are they missing, you know, that seems a bit bizarre. For 11-year-olds, you know, you think, are they still into Barbies and stuff at 11? I don't know. But I thought that was what they were going to say.
I wasn't into Barbies when I was a kid.
I was caught off guard with the whole iPad thing, which made me think about what was the best toy. You know, I think about toys that I got when I was a kid, and I thought, oh, God, they're getting iPads. And I got, like, a $6 million man who's, if you press the back really, really hard, had a button on the back, the arm would go up.
Yes, you did.
And then the arm would go down.
Yes.
And then you could look through its eye.
Yes, you could.
And you could, it was like a sort of a, like a binocular sort of thing, just through his eye.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you did.
Pretty good.
It was a great present.
Pretty good.
I remember when you weren't looking, trying to actually play with it myself.
I mean, hours of fun with that stuff, you know?
He has a tendency to, towards aggression, especially as a younger child.
Yeah.
So, but then, always, you know, under these, the cover of darkness.
Kids seem to be really computer savvy and everything's like, you know, whatever, that's what we're going to give them. And as our producer Tim said, he said, those kids are probably very tech savvy, but we could run rings around them at the roller skate.
Oh, yes, we could.
Remember the roller skates? I spent hours cleaning crap out of the wheels of roller skates so I could be the best on ground at the Morty Alec roller skating rink.
I think for a moment in time then, back then, I actually could reverse skate.
Yes.
I would hate anyone to challenge me to that now.
No, that was just us pushing you backwards.
Oh, was it?
And you screaming for dear life down a hill.
Thinking about this tech savvy business while I ignore you being rude, I think that might be where my problem lies, because I was never given anything remotely like computer oriented. I was
Soft toys.
My favourite toy growing up was a plush soft dog called Rascal. Maybe that's what's wrong with me.
Where did that come from? I don't remember that in the soft toy department.
Oh, it really surprises me that you paid no attention to me growing up.
Here we go. Right, so Friday morning has become a therapy session. I want to throw it out there to the people. So you had Rascal the dog,
I would like to know too, because the kids today, they're all playing computers or watching television. We used to build cubby houses out of blankets.
Yeah, what about slingshots? Remember
slingshots?
Those?
Slingshots?
Oh, yeah. Feel like a band and a bit of thing dangerous. At the end. And no, you just shoot all the blackbirds. Not, didn't ever hit one. Never hit one. But yeah, good fun. Lots of hours invested. What do you remember what your favourite toy was? That's what it is. What's the best toy you remember as a kid? Yes. Let us know. 0427JOY949.
Rip down memory lane.
On here at joy.org.au. We might have a little pancake parlour voucher to give away too for the best toy.
Mm, all right.
Everyone thinks they've got the best toy, but one of them's going to catch us off guard and be really creative this morning.
This talking about your favourite toys when you were younger.
Yes.
Really, because I don't have a lot of memory from when I was a childhood. I'm not sure why. We're not getting into a therapy session.
No.
Probably because I was tortured by my older brothers or my mother. I don't know. Anyway.
Good morning, family.
Yeah, time on the couch.
We're talking about what's the best toy you remember as a kid.
Excuse me. Oh. You just cut me off. I was just about to say
that
it's bringing back memories.
All right. Okay.
Of toys.
Yeah. Do you remember anything else you had?
Strawberry shortcake figurines.
Oh, God. Did you have some of those?
I loved them.
Oh.
They were amazing anyway, as you were.
Peter has sent through a message, Bugcatcher. Remember Bugcatcher? Yeah.
Didn't have Bugcatcher. Friends had Bugcatcher.
Yeah. Tim said SingStar.
Oh, yes.
Can't be very old, though, Tim.
No.
SingStar wasn't that long ago.
No.
Anyway, that's your favourite toy.
I have had my favourite moments on SingStar as an adult.
Yes. Yes, you have.
Not okay.
And that doesn't need to be repeated. Carolyn said Care Bears. Remember the Care Bears?
Oh, my God.
What about the Cabbage Patch Kids?
No.
Remember those?
Troll things, dolls. I've just remembered troll dolls.
Yep. And Simon said Operation. Remember that crazy thing that you had to get the metal little handle through the bits and pieces before it buzzed?
Oh, yes.
And zapped you? Yeah.
Keep them coming, please. This is lovely.
Yeah, it's good. 0427, and it's clean for a change, which is highly unlike us. We're talking about what's the best toy you remember as a kid. There's so many people sending messages through. It's really a trip down memory lane this morning.
Michael has said that he loved his yo-yo.
His yo-yo.
Do you know what? I really loved the yo-yo too when that craze came out. And we all had the Coca-Cola ones or the Fanta ones.
Yeah, absolutely. And you tried to do the triangle and it all got tangled.
No, I could do it.
Oh,
you must have been stupid.
Oh, you could do it.
Wow.
Miscoordinated.
Listen to the 8-year-olds reverse straight away in the studio.
This one says,
morning, rat bags. My favourite childhood toy was my pound puppy.
Brownie.
He was brown.
Of course he was.
Also loving the music, Love and Light, Conrad.
This one came through.
Hi there.
Oh,
it would
no.
have to be my penis from the moment I discovered it. It gave me great pleasure. Can I just attention
the
to
way
that?
You said penis. Then is actually.
I would like to actually talk to that point because I think that is. Fundamental, universal with boys, isn't it? The minute you, it's not like girls, we get boobs because we get boobs when we're about 12, so if it's inappropriate, we just start playing with them. But you guys have them from day one.
Day one.
The minute minute you discover
best
them.
Best toy ever.
I know that my godson actually is quite often heard, like, you just hear the father walking past going, Harvey, can you stop playing with your pecker, please, Harvey? You know? Like, it's fundamental. Anyway, yeah. That's fine. The whoopee cushion from Marcello.
Oh, thank you, Marcello, for that.
That's great. And best toy I had was a wired remote control fire truck with operating ladder.
Oh.
Thanks, DJ.
That's a good one. And Angela's sent one through.
The best toy was a crawling doll. I had mini reel records that I could put in her under her dress and she would sing songs. She had red hair.
Hang on. Back that truck up. Angela, hang on a second. So you had a toy, a crawling doll, and you had a mini reel recorder and you put under her dress.
Yes. And she would sing songs.
So like you put like a record under her dress.
It had.
Because I had a fire truck.
It had.
You used to put the record in the back of the fire truck, but it wasn't a crawling doll.
No,
they just shoved the record in.
You did. You had mini records. I do think I remember that. And it was under, and she sang songs. She had red hair and she looked like Lucille Ball.
You're on drugs, Angela. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning. I love that song, Ugly Heart from Girl.
I really enjoy the way that you spat that out.
We have so many people sending through messages this morning. 0427 Joy 949, honourofjoy.org.au. What's the best toy you remember as a kid? Obviously, the first half an hour went a bit slow, probably because people were taking a lot of time thinking back, because it is hard to kind of remember back that far. But once you get it, you really get it.
Really struggled with this. But this has actually opened my mind to the fact that I had a childhood,
yes,
which is interesting, because quite often there's just a big blank space. Not a Taylor Swift song, just my head. Anyhow, I digress again.
Oh, God.
This one
Mark
says,
sent through his
because
favorite toy.
Mark did send an empty message before.
Yes. Well, he's playing the game
so
now.
He's now
so
decided
good.
To play. He said, I used to play with men. With my, I nearly said
with men, with, which is what he does now.
With me, He-Man.
It's been going on
with
a long
my
time.
He-Man doll
hasn't
a
it?
Lot.
Hasn't it?
By the power of Grayskull, I spent an inordinate amount of time with that action figure.
Yep.
Thank you, Mark.
Nathan said this one through.
I was obsessed with paper dolls and had entire paper cities on my family kitchen table. I can't imagine that was not annoying.
Not to Nathan, it wasn't.
No.
Oh, D-Mac sent through this one.
Lego. I had a Lego pirate ship and a Lego city, and I spent a lot of my childhood playing with them, and you still
which I think is great as a kid, but you're still collecting them, D-Mac.
We know.
Still playing with it. Going to the movie. Why wouldn't you? Because it's the biggest brand in the world, apparently, at the moment. Lego.
Oh, and there was even
it's the most powerful brand in the world
there
is Lego.
Even that stupid song at the Oscars, and then they handed out Lego version of I've missed something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Lego.
This one from a couple of my favourite people to the incomparable Murphys. Who didn't love to hate Monopoly or Kaplunk? Anna, when are you joining Andy and I for a wine time? Soon as FabFast is over, Brett and Andy from Chatterbox.
Oh, thanks,
I will
guys.
Be doing
for that.
That.
Where's my bloody invite?
No,
anyway,
you don't
worry
get
about
to
it.
Come.
Anyway,
I'm sorry,
whatever.
But yes, Monopoly.
Whatever.
We tried to play that on our camping trip recently. We took it up there and my friend who had is from New Zealand hadn't played it for years. He's very into the rules. And I was like, man, just play it. Don't worry about it. And he goes, well, do you know what the rules are? And I go, oh, we never used to play it with the hotels. Like, we used to just go around the board and play it for money and just make it up as we went along. That was too much for OCD, man. Could not. He was like, no, packed it up. No, this is all too hard and we're not playing it because you're not playing it right.
No,
like, really?
You're not.
You've actually ruined.
Yeah.
Monopoly's annoying enough anyway.
It is.
And now you've made it really boring.
Because when someone gets all the big property bits and whatever, then the fun just goes out
I
of
have
it, doesn't
never
it?
Played it with the property bits.
Anyway.
Maybe I was just too little.
Andrew sent this one through. Hi, Murphys.
Mine was Magic Sand.
Magic Sand.
Amazing.
Love
thanks,
it.
Andrew.
Keep them coming through. 0427 Joy 949, honourofjoy.org.au. Got a pancake parlour voucher
yes,
to give away.
We do. We've had a lovely morning.
Yes.
Trip down memory lane. Thank you all for participating.
Wow, wasn't it an exciting morning? Didn't you learn a lot about your past?
I've learned things. I've remembered things, which is great because sometimes I don't think I can remember my own
name. Is it that or FabFast that's caused you to remember a few things?
No, I'm not sure, but something's not right up top.
No.
I don't know whether it's aging or that void at the base of my skull. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyhow, moving along, the congratulations to Andy
from
Caroline Springs.
Oh, well done, buddy.
Who said that his best Christmas... There you go. There you go. Yes, we do. We've got sound effects. Yes, we do.
So did it take 3 years? Just fine.
Timing is everything in this game.
Yep.
Best Christmas ever was when I got the original Transformers Optimus Prime toy.
Nerd.
From Santa.
You nerd.
His parents had to bribe someone at Target. Good on you, Andy.
Good on you, Andy. Well done.
You can enjoy those pancakes. Now, we have been blasting from the past.
Mm.
Somebody who was celebrating a 21st birthday in Sweden got a rude shock.
Why?
The other day when the police turned up.
Yeah, well,
not for what you would think, people. Not rowdy, raucous behaviour. Not leery uncles or aunts getting drunk in the punch. No. It was because a concerned passerby
yes.
called the police.
Why?
Because they saw in the window of the home the big inflatable 21.
What?
Two and the one.
What do you mean?
Well, so they saw it from a distance and thought it was an Islamic State. Now, my question here, people, I get that we're all a little sensy at the moment.
Yes,
some
everyone's on edge.
Terrible things happening in the world.
Gone and overboard.
Nasty lot.
Yeah.
And being a nasty lot, do we really think they're going to advertise their cause with helium balloons?
You bobbing, actually sounded like you're on helium.
Bobbing
then.
Around in the window. Very scary, is it? Reign of terror. Oh, Islamic State. Because the thing that they would run the risk there.
Yes.
Exactly that. It could turn around and people go, oh, it's 21 coming to get you. Like, really? Stop being so ridiculous.
Now, listen, during the week, I got my crazy on.
Well, you did a little bit, yes.
You know when you hear songs and you think, oh, what? That was way back in the piece. So-and-so did that song. They've just ripped it off.
A direct copy.
Yeah. Well, there was one in particular. It's the new Cheerleader song by Felix someone or other.
Do you want to play a bit of that so the people know what you're talking about?
Yeah. This one. Hang on a sec.
Yeah, you're not overly chuffed, are you?
So all week, I have basically been telling people, oh my God, have you heard that Cheerleader song? It's a rip-off of Paul Simon's You Can Call Me Al from way back in the
piece. In fact, it rang me hostile the other day and said, I would like to discuss the fact that this is a direct rip-off of this song. And I thought, you've got to be in your bonnet
I've told everyone about
it. That's okay. You've told everyone.
All week. I'm going, rip-off. Every time it came on the radio. Please. It's just been given a new beat and whatever. It's a rip-off.
So to prove your point.
Well, I got in this morning and I found Call Me Al and here's what I discovered. If you would be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. Not really sounding the same,
nothing
is
alike,
it?
No. Nothing alike.
So all those people that I harassed during the week, I'd like to apologise because...
Yeah. Way
hang on,
off.
Let's just see. Hang on a sec. I'll just play this little Cheerleader thing again. How about we do this? Just see whether...
Yeah.
Am I losing the battle? I'm losing the battle, aren't I?
Yeah, not really.
That really sucks.
Not really. But anyway, it does bring me to my next thing I would like to ask the people about. When have you been publicly humiliated?
Just then.
Yeah. much like Madonna this week, she's had to triumph and you've had to triumph through that. I'm not really sure at this point you've mastered the triumph bit.
Well, unlike Madonna in front of billions of people, I only have 40 minutes left to get off this show. So it's not really... And the cheeks are going down even as we speak. So it hasn't been a huge humiliation, but she did really, like, it was a pearl. You can't even hide that little slip.
No. The eyes of the world. I do have to hold her up there just in comparison to Beyonce. The woman didn't miss a song word at all. Mm. And her hair was getting eaten by a massive fan. She had to get
it's
cut
on YouTube.
Out of that
it's actually quite funny.
So Madonna, she did very well, but not alone.
Maybe we should throw it out to the police.
I am wondering, when have you been publicly humiliated?
When have you?
Had to carry out. When have I not? I do have to draw attention to the lovely time that was caught on video at a wedding that I was... forced into the group of single ladies, which I actually hate that bit. It's just humiliating anyway. So I'm in there and then the bouquet actually hit me in the head and bounced off. And you can actually see on the video my, oh, my God, that didn't just happen. Oh, my God, everyone looking at me.
Don't they say that the bouquet hitting you, when you catch it, it's a symbol of
your next.
You're going to be... And yours hit you in the head and bounced off to someone else. Did someone else catch it?
Someone else caught it. Yeah.
Let us know your thoughts. 0427JOY949. It sums it up. On air at joy.org.au. Tell us, when have you been publicly humiliated?
Yeah.
It can be absolutely anything.
Please
let us know.
Please join us.
Now, I have to give an award for Best on Ground. I saw this online during the week, which I thought was amazing. Mm. There's a woman in, I don't even know where she's from, sorry, but sorry to Tanya. Tanya Phillips is her name. She's just turned 40. Now, most women when they're turning 40, obviously, or most people when they're turning 40 want to do something big for that occasion. Her biggest thing that she did for her little girl was actually, because the little girl was born with a birthmark right up the side of her leg. Like a really, like a long,
quite a
long
lot of, yeah.
So she went with her husband.
Pink coloured.
She went with her husband, Adam, and on her 40th birthday, she went and got a tattoo identical to the daughter's birthmark up her leg, which I thought was.
Well, not just her, they both did.
Both did, yep, they both did. And her reason behind it was that she didn't want her daughter to ever feel like she was alone in the world, which I thought was so cute.
It's really very cute. Gorgeous. Best on Ground. I'm pretty sure they deserve the Murphy's Law clap.
Absolutely.
Congratulations to Tanya from, we don't know where, but congratulations.
I thought it was a really cute story.
I think it's a really
cute
story.
I mean, how far would you go for your kids? I don't have kids, so I'd have to do something for my dog, for Dawson.
Yes. It's unconditional love, really, when you.
Maybe I could grow my eyebrows like Dawson's.
Oh, God. Well, they already are.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning, Maroon 5 there and Sugar. Adam Levine, hot. He's only got one sound though, hasn't he?
Yeah, it does sound
really
like
change.
One note.
Yeah, one note.
The whole time.
I've got this little story for you. You know how people, it's unfortunate that, I shouldn't say that. It's fortunate that our last name is Murphy, but unfortunate that people sort of go on about, oh, that's Murphy's Law. Isn't that Murphy's Law? I've had a really bad week. It's Murphy's Law.
Well, it's whatever, free advertising,
you know, whatever.
For our show.
Whatever.
Think about it that
yeah,
way.
Well, it is. But here's one for you. I've got to pay tribute to Declan Murphy.
Right.
In Twickenham.
Twickenham. I used to live in Twickenham.
An empty Nutella jar magnifying solar rays sparked a fire and destroyed a London family's house and killed their dog.
Oh.
Declan Murphy was out celebrating his anniversary with his wife and the kids and whatever. He left the jar of Nutella sitting on the bedroom windowsill and the sunlight shone through it, set the house on fire, killed the dog, Jack Russell named Chili.
No.
That's Murphy's Law.
No.
That's Murphy's Law.
No, he did not. No, yep. He did not kill a dog in a fire and its name was Chili. I'm so sorry. I'm not laughing at the fact that the dog.
No, we're not laughing. The dog
has died.
No,
that's
but
terrible.
It's,
but really,
that's Murphy's Law.
Murphy's Law. One listen, and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.